USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After weeks of delays, the Senate is poised to vote on the $1 plus trillion bipartisan infrastructure plan. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News day drinking may be the reason some Republicans will give the vote a nod.
They told us all this isn't going to add to inflation, but it is. I mean, I don't like to brag about all the expensive places I've been, but earlier today I went to the gas station. This bill's going to make it worse. It's going to make it worse for groceries, too. And look, I'm for infrastructure. I'm just not for infrastructure at any cost.
Final votes are expected around 11 o'clock Eastern Tuesday morning. If passed, the bill would then go to the House. A new memo from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the Pentagon will mandate the COVID-19 vaccine for all members of the military by no later than mid-September. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Reports from officials at the border say 1 in 5 immigrants is infected with COVID-19. The number is admittedly a guess because rarely are the masses pouring into the country tested. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
As the surge of illegal immigrants at the southern border continues, local officials are concerned they're spreading COVID-19 to border communities. Border Patrol Union Vice President Chris Cabrera joins Fox News and says many illegal immigrants are leaving their facilities and don't know if they have COVID.
As far as Border Patrol goes, it's very rare we test anyone. The only time somebody gets tested in our custody is if they're showing signs and symptoms or they have some other medical emergency. So very few get tested in Border Patrol custody.
Cabrera adding that Health and Human Services does test some illegal immigrants.
A pair of brothers were arrested Monday night in a fatal shooting of 29-year-old Chicago police officer Ella French on Saturday night. 21-year-old Amante Morgan is charged with first-degree murder. 22-year-old Eric Morgan was also charged. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a minimal amount of support from Republicans, the bipartisan infrastructure bill could be voted on Tuesday. Republican Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana explains to Fox News why this bill is simply stupid.
Early on, I was a likely yes on this bill. I mean, you know, who's not for infrastructure? I'm for children and prosperity, too. But then I got a copy of the bill, and I realized pretty quickly that if you look up stupid stuff in the dictionary, there's a picture of this bill. They told us it was a real infrastructure bill. It's not. Only 23% of the bill is real infrastructure. The rest is Green New Deal and welfare. They told us the bill was paid for. It isn't. We're going to have to borrow maybe up to $400 billion to pay for it. They told us there were no tax increases. There are. My state's going to have to pay $1.3 billion in new taxes on our petrochemical industry. They told us, as you pointed out, that the Democrats were really wary of this bill, and that it would, if we passed this bill, it would make it harder for them to pass their $5 trillion tax and spending binge reconciliation bill. Well, if that's true, how come every Democrat voted for this infrastructure bill?
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.